Yeah, I think they just put the, you know, the memory location, you know, I'm thinking how they would store it in the, they probably just have different memory locations and things like that, or different names for things. There are a couple new options, like there's some noise canceling now, like there's a receive noise canceling, and you can set buttons for that, you know, turn noise canceling on and off and things like that. But you'll like the analog noise canceling. They have different levels. You know, unlike some of these Chinese radios where it's either on or off and that's it, there's like different levels. If you've ever dealt with a Yaesu radio and the digital noise reduction, how they have different algorithms, you know, tuning, I think it's kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Didn't know it had that. Is that something if you activate, you have to reload the firmware or anything like that?
No, it's all built in. It's like, you know, there's an off setting where it's just completely off. Just acts like how you're used to with the 8s and the 8s. And then there's, you can turn it on. You can try different levels. And I think it was 1 to 5 or something like that. I can't remember what I settled on. I think I either settled on 1 or 2. And it just cleans up some of the analog stuff. Like, it'll make the Morse code, like, a little bit fainter in the background. And it will, like, get rid of some of the static. You know, you'll still hear it. You'll still hear some crackling. But it will clean up the audio a little bit. So it's kind of like digital. You know, if you've ever put a analog voice through digital filtering, it's kind of like that, where it tries to get rid of things in the background on somebody's voice. They have it for the transmit as well, but I left that off because I think it just makes your voice sound weird to the other person.